Ukraine security issue.
On April 10, the 46th day of the Ukrainian people's heroic resistance to the Russian invasion, Kharkiv again came under intensive artillery and mortar fire, and every hour sirens alerted residents of the Dnipropetrovsk region to air raids. It was for the first time since the Russian invasion that the region sustained several missile strikes in a single day. But the fiercest and bloodiest combats are taking place in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, where the Russians have embarked on the first stage of the offensive on the Donbass. According to Alexei Aristovich, advisor to the president's office head, the attackers are being reinforced, including with the troops withdrawn earlier from Kyiv and Chernihiv. Aristovich notes the fact that the Russian forces are trying to advance on the Donbass simultaneously from north and south in order to encircle its defenders. He forecasts that the Russian attacks on the Donbass are likely to last between 2 and 3 weeks. MP Fedor Vinislavsky, a member of the Standing Committee on National Security and Defense, is certain that the battle for the Donbass will ultimately decide the further course of this war, as it is the crucial element and target in Moscow's strategy. The enemy's immediate goal is the seizure of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Further plans envision a land bridge to the occupied Crimean Peninsula, which would cut off Ukraine from the Sea of Azov. Here, as an advantage, they have partial control of the Kherson region that borders on Crimea. But the leadership of our armed forces understands the enemy's plans and knows how to counterattack. The Russians failed to achieve their strategic goal to seize Kyiv and the whole of Ukraine. Likewise, their huge efforts for seizing the Donbass will surely fail, said MP Fedor Vinislavsky. The Russian invaders keep trying to take full control of the besieged Azov port city of Mariupol. They have destroyed or damaged all buildings in the city that was home to 500,000 people before the war. Mariupol has been under siege for more than 6 weeks, and about 100,000 unfortunate civilians that remain there are suffering without electricity, water, food and other vital supplies. But the heroic defenders of the city still hold the ground in fierce street fighting. In the districts that the Russians have managed to take, they are conducting a so-called cleansing operation. They hunt down and kill civilians that refuse to collaborate with the occupiers. They even take selfies with dead bodies, boasting of their victories over the Ukrainian Nazis, said Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol. According to him, there are dead bodies everywhere across the city, and the Russians collect them and then dump and bury them in common graves or burn them in mobile crematoriums, getting rid of this evidence of their atrocious crimes. According to tentative estimates, they have killed or starved to death at least 5,000 civilians in Mariupol. President Volodymyr Zelensky believes that the defense of Mariupol plays a very important strategic role in the battle for the Donbass, and that the more successful it is, the stronger is Ukraine's negotiating position. If Mariupol falls, Putin's troops are likely to venture a new offensive on the liberated Ukrainian city, Zelensky said on Monday. More and more facts become known of Russian soldiers' atrocities in the liberated towns and villages of the Kyiv region. Before the war, the population of the township of Makariv, 70 kilometers west of Kyiv, was 15,000. Fewer than 1,000 remained after evacuation and military action. As of April 10, 133 bodies had been found. According to the Makariv community head Vadim Tokar, the number may be higher as more bodies are found every day.
Це тільки ті люди, яких ми знайшли на поверхні. Ще кількість людей, які були поховані з сусідами, родичами в саду, в городі, в дворі. Ми ще точно кілька.
These are only the bodies that we have found on the ground, but many were buried by neighbors or relatives in yards and gardens. We still don't know how many. So far we have to confirm facts of brutal rape. Two girls were raped and then killed, said Vadim Tokar. According to him, almost all houses in the villages around Makariv were destroyed, burned down or damaged. Those who were unable to flee lived in the cells for 5 weeks, hiding from bombs, shells and bullets, while the Russians destroyed and looted their houses. They even took away towels and linens, say survivors of the village of Andriivka. As soon as they broke into our village, they raided houses and took away phones and documents and all. The Russians are as poor as church mice. They don't have anything at all. One of them called home and said, "Mom, they have everything here, water, electricity and gas and all." Official Kyiv constantly insists that Ukrainian civilians can only be protected from further crimes against humanity through urgent and drastically increased supplies of Western weapons. First of all, tanks, artillery and aircraft. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell has received a list of weapons Ukraine needs to counter Russian aggression. Confirming this information in an interview with Corriere della Sera, Borrell said he was convening a meeting of the European Union Military Committee to discuss arms supplies to Ukraine. At the same time, he noted that this requires a go-ahead from each member of the European Union. So Kyiv keeps calling on the international community for more resolve and awareness of the fact that the Russia's war against Ukraine can undermine stability and living standards in other regions.